So our Gemara here in Moed Katzin Daf Beis and the Beis asks, with regard to one who weeds, as we just saw, and one who waters any seedlings on Shabbos, so for which malacha do we give him asraf or warning him for punishment in Beis Din? So Rabbi said it's because of the malacha of plowing of Choresh, and Rav Yosef said it's due to the malacha of sowing the seeds of Zoraya. So just to rehash again, to put us in a framework, Rabbi said, according to me, it makes sense because the objective of plowing is to loosen the land, the language of rifui ara, softening the land. And when I pour water or I weed the ground, that softens the ground, and therefore that should be choresh according to me. And Rav Yosef says, no, according to me, I'm correct. When you water the ground, you promote the growth of plants, and the issue of malach of zorei is promoting the growth of plants, and therefore I'm correct in saying watering and weeding the ground is going to be a malach of zorei. Now we're going to leave weeding off to the side. For now, we're going to focus on the issue of watering the grass on Shabbos and the issues that come from that. So Abaye says in our Gemara to Rabbah, I think you're wrong. He says to Rav Yosef, I think you're wrong. I think at the end of the day, it should be both. Because you can do one malacha, one action, come out with two malachas at the end of the day. You can water the ground, and it can be chorish, it can be softening the ground, and you can water the ground, it can also be promoting growth of the plants in the ground as well. And the Gemara seems to leave it at that. So what is the yisod of this machlokas? So Tosis over here, in Dibra Maschil Ka. So Tosis says, Ka Merufi Ara, and he says essentially that, and this is also the sheet of the Yor Zarua in Hilchos Shabbos, the argument about whether we follow the Maisa or the Machshava. Do you follow the action of the Malacha or the intent of the Malacha? Rabbah holds that we look at the Maisa of the Malacha, and the action of watering breaks down the ground. It is a physical action that is pummeling the water into the earth, breaking it up, and moving around the soil. Rav Yosef says we follow the machshava, the intent of the malacha of what you're doing. And the intent of watering is to promote growth. I don't care how I do it. I just want to promote the growth at the end of the day. The Or Zarua notes that this is actually the same machlokas. He thinks it's Lishitaso of Rabbah in the Gemara Menachos Sadaf Samachtal. The Gemara Menachos says that you have a child who, Rahman al-Islam, is drowning in the water. And there's a fisherman out, also at the same time, catching fish. And he extends his net to catch fish with the intention to pick up only the fish. So let's say he goes and he picks up the fish and the kid. And he saves the kid at the same time. So Rava says that he's chayv, and Rabba says that he's putter. Rabbi says that he's putter because we follow his actions. My actions, I did a maisa hatsala. I wanted to save the kid on Shabbos. Regardless of what I wanted to do, I saved a child on Shabbos. And therefore, any fish that I bring up is wonderful. It's a free meal because my action was an action of hatsala, of saving. But the other sheet says, no, you're going to be responsible because your machshava was what? Was to bring up fish. I could care less about the kid. I just wanted fish. And therefore, we see there your action, we judge your action based on your intent, not in your action. So the Or Zarua says it's the same machlokas. When it comes to a malacha, do we look at the actions of the malacha or do we look at the intent of the malacha at the end of the day? The Or Zarua then concludes this piece and he says, what's the nafkamina between the two opinions? He says that Rav Yosef would allow one to pour water on ground that is unable to grow anything because there's no zorea possible. If I take an arid piece of land that's never going to grow anything, I go into the desert and I take water and I throw it on the hard rock of the desert, so who cares if it gets wet? It's not zorea and nothing's going to grow. And according to Rabbi, it would be us or why? Because you're softening the ground, and that would be Charisha, according to that opinion. So the Rishonim argue about which malacha a person violates when you water the ground. So you have here Machlokas in the Gemara. How do we come out halacha l'maisa? The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Periches says the halacha follows Rav Yosef, and if you water the ground, you're chayav for Zoraya. And this is the Shita of the Tshuvas HaRashban, Chelek Aleph, the Or Zarua, and the Kolbo. And this is the Psak of Elia Rabba, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Beis, in Simin Chav Ches, that if you water the ground, the Shabbos will go with a hose or a pitcher of water, and you go to your backyard, if it's not raining, hopefully, God willing, so then you would be chayav for only Zoraya, and that would be the halacha according to the Rambam. The Yireyim in Simin Reish Ayin Dalet says the halacha follows Abaye, and you're chayav for both, Zoraya and Choresh, if you water the ground. And this is the sheet of the Smag and the Smak and the Hagos Maimoni on the Rambam and the Oel Moed. And this is in fact the psak of the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, who says, "V'hamashkin mayim lizrayim chayv mishum choresh u'mishum zoraya." And this is based on the Gemara here in Moed Katan, and this is the sheet of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishnah Brura, and the Kaf HaChaim, and the Orach HaShabbos. And therefore, Gedolei HaPoskim come out saying that if you water the ground the Shabbos, one will be chayv for both choresh, plowing, and zoreya, promoting the growth of plants as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Vav in Sif Gimel says that one's allowed to urinate on the ground on Shabbos. Why? Because the content, I guess the pH balance, would not be good for promoting growth, and that would be permissible on Shabbos. However, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha says that, he heard from someone, he says he quoted, he heard, that it's not bad for the ground. In fact, it's good for the ground. It fertilizes the ground, and it's good for growth. So Rav Avi Yosef has a thin sefer called the Levi Aschein. Levi Aschein is Ha'aros on the Mishnah Brura, where he writes every single place where the Sfaradim disagree with the Mishnah Brura. And here he makes a comment and he says it's very strange to say that Nishtana Hatzvayim, a principle we often invoke, that the nature has changed over time to whether urine has now become good or bad for plants. It's highly unlikely to say in the days of the Shulchan Aruch it was bad, and the days of the Shulchan Aruch it became good at the end of the day. And therefore we try to avoid whatever it is. One can certainly be makel if they wanted to, if they need be. One had to go to the bathroom outside, you have little kids, you're in the park, whatever it is, and you can't find a friendly home with a bathroom. Certainly for a child, one could be makel if need be. And for an adult, one should probably be machmer at the end of the day. The Chazon Ish in Shvius, so he says that mixing something that is toxic to the ground is not derech charisha. And he notes that the Gemara in Shabbos says it's not usher to go to the bathroom in a field. So he suggests, why would the Gemara say that one could defecate in a field? He says, because it's kalach aryad, it's a shinoi, and fertilization, and it's enu machav, and it's not your intent, and also it's kavod abrios, a person needs to use the bathroom, and therefore all those reasons combined, the Chazon Ish says that's why the Gemara allows it. Now, what's the nafgamina between the above opinions is pouring water on a field that could be plowed, but there's nothing yet planted, right? You have a parcel of land, and there's dirt, and there's nothing planted there. There's nothing to grow, and you pour water there. So the Or Zarua says that because he follows Rav Yosef, it's only usher to pour water of Zoreya. And if nothing's going to grow from that dirt, nothing has been planted yet, it's just dirt. So according to Rav Yosef, that's fine, because the whole issue is Zoreya. However, the Chafetz Chaim notes in the Shaar Tzion that the minig is not like Rav Yosef, right? We follow Abaye, where there's Charisha and Zoreya, and therefore the Chafetz Chaim says one should not pour water even over a totally dirt area, which nothing has been planted, and there's no grass or growth there as well. And this is the sheet of the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, and in two places in addition. It is true. The odds are. There is a discussion as well. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach has a piece that the Shemir Shabbos quotes, about you have to be, if you're in a place where you're sure that there's nothing in that area, you have to be at least, he says, 16 amos away from a tree, because trees have roots underground and you don't know, you know, what's going to be there as well. The Shmir Shabbos writes that if the ground cannot be plowed or planted, then there's no issue of pouring water there. So you have a patio in the backyard, you want to pour water onto the patio, there's nothing wrong because it's not going to do anything. But what? You're going to ask me what? Your patios are not straight. They're slanted if they're made well, right? So you want the water to run off. So the Shmir Shabbos then says as follows. This is more common in Eretz Israel where they do sponja and you have holes in the ground. So your sponja tube in your floor, it goes down a pipe out into the backyard where it goes into the grass. So the Shmir Shabbos says it is mutter to do such a case, even if you know it's going to go there, as long as it's not your kavana. Because he says in such a case, it's a psik resha delo nichale, it's a psik or delo ichpasle, you don't care about it, you don't care less about the garden, you just want the water out of your house, even though it's inevitable malacha that's going to come from your action, and it's a grama, because you're not pouring it directly on the grass, it's coming through the pipe, out the back of the house, into the garden. And therefore it would seem as well, even if the water is going to flow from your patio onto the grass, it would be fine because it's a psik reshale and it's delo nichale and it's a grama, and that would be okay as well. The last point is the Yoreim. The Yoreim writes in Simon Reish Ayin Dalet, Tzarech ha'adam lehizoher b'makom she'asavim mizraim tzrichim l'mayim. So he writes a very funny way. He says, you have to be careful in a place where the plants and the grass need the water. Kagon b'yamos ha'kayit shelo yishlach shamayim, in the summertime where it's going to be hot, you shouldn't pour water there. So from this language, she'tzrichim mayim, Rav Nissen Karels writes in the Chut Shani and Hilchos Shabbos in the Chelek Aleph, he says that if the ground is super saturated with water, it just rained, and the ground is soaking wet, he says there's no problem pouring water on the ground because it doesn't need it. You're not affecting any change. The water is so saturated into the ground that who cares if you pour a cup of water there? It's not going to make a difference. Most of the water is probably going to dissipate anyway, and it's not going to end up in the ground. What?
Like Hewlett right now.
Like Hewlett right now. So it's been a long time since we've seen the sun. And for that reason, he says, you have to be careful. You have to be bevada, he says. You need to know for sure that it's really wet. But this comes up if it rained and you want the patio chair. And this patio chair has water in the base of it. You want to tip it over onto the grass. So if the ground is very, very wet and it's soaking wet, not a problem. Because the ground is so wet that your water is not going to make a difference. It's not going to be choresh. And it's not going to be Zoraya, because it's not going to promote any more growth than there's already there with the water. So this is just one small piece of the Malach of Zoraya and Choresh, as we find here in our daf. Okay.